I met Ian when I was 19, and Ian was on a fruit machine. I knew what he was doing wasn't a good thing, but it didn't cause me concern. Ian and I fell very much in love. We were in our seventh year of marriage, and suddenly Ian started bringing home large amounts of cash that he had won at the bookies. It was getting towards Christmas and I needed some money for presents. Every time I told him I was going to the bank, he would find a way of stopping me. I dropped the boys off at school one morning, and when I came home, Ian was stood on the doorstep. "I've got something to tell you," he said. He was trembling. "I've gambled all our money away." We told my family, and they were brilliant. They loved Ian and were very supportive. He had convinced us all and himself that he didn't need any help. He just got himself in a mess and was trying to win it back. Slowly, we rebuilt our lives back. But then I began to notice changes in him. He was putting on weight and looking in a world of his own. I kept asking him, "Are you okay? You're not gambling again, are you? Please tell me." He would look me in the eye and put his arms around me, tell me how much he loved me, and he would never put me through that again. He started getting pains around his heart. He had to have tests and a scan. But thank God, everything came back clear. He was told to go on a healthy diet. A couple of days later, I kissed him goodnight and went to bed. Half an hour later, I heard him munching on a bag of crisps, which I know sounds funny now, but believe me, wasn't at the time. I shouted, "Are you eating crisps?" "No, I swear I'm not," he replied. I said, "Ian, your mouth is full of crumbs, you're such a liar." He burst into tears and got into bed, and he lay next to me sobbing, saying, "You're right." And then those heart-wrenching words came out again. "I'm gambling again." How did I not know? This is where the help really began, with Gamblers Anonymous. I never really think about if he will do it again, because I can't live with that thought. I think he's really brave, and I love him more than I ever have.